joy is available to us as a fruit of the Spirit, as a constant, irregardless of our circumstance. So Lord, may joy fill our hearts this morning. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would produce in us joy as we worship you, as we lift up your name, as we lift up your praise. May joy fill our hearts. Lord, may gathering around your word bring joy to our hearts. May our interactions one with another, may it produce joy in our hearts. Lord, we come to you for that, that we might express our worship to you with joy. Holy Spirit of God, we welcome your movement amongst us. Jesus, we desire our eyes to be opened to see your glory, to see your goodness, and to receive all that you are doing, so that, Father, your kingdom might come and your will done here on this earth as it is in heaven, in our lives and in this space today. For the glory of King Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. I invite you to rise and join us in worship. And you know, the joy that we have in the Lord, the love that we have for him, the awe and wonder of his presence, that all is not something we stir up on our own, but rather it comes as a response to who God is when we see his glory, when we see his goodness. And so that's just how we're going to begin our worship this morning, is just by focusing on how amazing he is, on all that he's done for us, and on, you know, his holiness and how just great he is. So let's praise the Lord together.
Tabernacle.
6-8 says that for while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one would scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So I'm going to have us go back into that chorus just one more time. And if we can just reflect on that truth, that while we were yet sinners, while we were enemies of God, he still loved us so much that he would lay his life down for us. And let that be the fuel of our praises this morning.
Praise Jesus. How marvelous, how wonderful.
Time, just voices.
Jesus, we just declare in this moment that your love is marvelous and wonderful, that you are marvelous and wonderful, Jesus. And so we just offer up praises and prayers of thanksgiving to you now, Jesus, because you are worthy. So I invite you to just offer up prayers of thanksgiving before the Lord as you feel led.
Thank you, Lord, for pursuing me even when I was turned the other way.
Your mercies, they are new every morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your unfathomable sacrifice so that we may be saved.
Yes, Lord, we could offer up so much more thanks before you for your blessings and your mercies. They are infinite, Lord. We have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to praise you for. And so, Lord, we just ask that that would be pouring out of our praises this morning. We ask that you would be glorified, that you would be enthroned upon our praises, Lord. That you would open our eyes and ears to your presence in our midst today. And Lord, bless us with a greater awe and wonder of who you are and all that you've done. Bless us with a holy hunger and a deep passion and love for you, Jesus. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Your name.
exalted.
Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names.
Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory.
Praise. You are worthy of all of our devotion, of all of our attention. And so, Lord, any distractions that would try to hinder us from hearing your word today and encountering your presence in a fresh way, we just bind those and ask, Lord Jesus, that you would just let those things fall at your feet. Lord, that you would replace the noise of the world with the sound of your voice. As we look into your word, Lord God, would you transform us, teach us, draw us closer to you. Even now, while your arms are already wrapped around us, we just ask for a little squeeze, Lord Jesus. We pray all these things in your name.
Amen. And if you would remain standing, if you have a Bible, open it to Matthew chapter 9, to verses 14 through 17. Stand in honor of the reading of God's word. And as we would prepare to do that, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church with Miss Diana and Miss Steph. But in honor of the word of God standing, Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 through 17, says this. Then John's disciples came and asked him, "How is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered, "How can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. And neither do men pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved." May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word, and you may all be seated. Thank